how we should believe him and trust him. But you say, Brother Hiles, haven't you read the newspapers? Yes, and usually I'm on the front page, breaking some chicken's leg or something. And yes, I've read the newspapers. People often ask me, say, Brother Hiles, you seem so happy. You seem so happy. I am happy.
Well, how can you do it?
Do you know, yesterday was one of those days. It was one of those days. Everybody who came to see me yesterday, not everybody, but it seemed like that for a period of time, everybody who came in had some report about somebody who hated me. You know, here comes one in, says, my mother came to hear you. Oh, she hates you. And that makes me feel good, you know. Rejoice in the Lord, rejoice evermore, and delight yourself in the things of the Lord. And one after another, they came in, and it just seemed like everybody. And here comes a student in the college who said, first time I heard you preach, I couldn't stand you. I thought I'd go crazy hearing you. And she is now. She's in Westville. And another one came in, and another one said, my mom and dad, they can't stand you. And another young lady comes in, teenage girl, and she says, my mom and dad said you're the worst preacher in the world. And the lady came in and said, my husband, don't let him see you. He'll probably beat you up if he ever sees you. And it just seemed like one after another came in. Everybody, you know, like the little girl said, I love you in spite of the fact that everybody else hates you. And it just seemed like, now, how can a guy be happy like that? Did you listen? Most of the people in this room this morning, if you heard one report yesterday about yourself that I heard 15 of about me, you wouldn't have slept a wink last night. Not me. I slept 5 minutes at least. And no. You say, well, how can you be happy? Because I'm not happy or unhappy because of who loves me or who hates me. Now, I'd prefer folks to love me. And knowing me like I do, I can't understand why anybody would hate me. I mean, I'm mild and inoffensive and non-controversial. I can understand why anybody would hate me. But I'll tell you what, I'm not going to let it ruin my life. You know why? Look, if the whole world hates me, I still have Jesus right in here. If the whole world hates me, I still have heaven as my home, and my sins are forgiven, and the Bible is still my guidebook, and the Holy Spirit still promises to lead me, and I still have the joy of doing the will of God. Don't you see what I'm saying? Oh, you say, Brother House, one lady said, Brother House, I've got a neighbor next door. You just don't know my neighbor. I've got a neighbor next door. Her dog digs up my flower bed. And Brother Hiles, she doesn't care. In fact, she'll say, go sick him, and she'll show the dog where the flower bed is. Understand? And my neighbor, she hates me, and they won't, one lady said, she said, they mow up to the, they don't even mow up to their, up the property line. They mow at least 3 feet away from the property line, and I didn't mow hers either. And we got grass growing about that high between our property. My neighbor! Brother Hiles, I'm wearing myself sick about my neighbor. No need for that. No need for that. Don't you let your neighbor make you worry. Don't you let your worry, your problems make you worry. Don't you let your finances make you worry. Don't you let the problems of life make you worry. Just cast your care upon the Lord. He careth for you. Don't worry today. Throw your worry on Him. Let the inside determine your happiness and not the outside.